Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Sam Cooke. And you're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. You believe those words? You believe that statement? Bamboozled signify the Bible. Because the Bible is in fact bamboozled. And I want to tell you this. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad in the context that you're sorry for me because what I'm saying cannot be the truth. Because then, you know, you're saying there is no God and who create things in the world. You know, I understand that. But I have to cater to some who listen to me, who have way above ordinary understanding of things. And ordinary context of things, in my knowledge, people who don't read BCE history or BC history, you really have inferiority in your conviction of things. Because unless you read, let's say, you know your parents, and if anybody try to, for some reason, make you disown your own parents, they're not going to have a easy time doing that. No. All right. Why? Because you know them. When you know them, you're not guessing. You know they are your parents. Can't find any error in this if you check. All right. Well, so it is with bamboozle. Besieged by lies. Man, never a sinner. I know, I have read prehistory, which means prehistory accounts for, you know, the wide encompassment of people of the past and people who represent our origin. They brought to us the truth about those who live ahead of them, those who were created first as civilized human beings. They have, there's a history to tell. And in this case, you say, but how could they write history of themselves and they were just being created? Well, that is a very good issue to clear up, because it is right when you say, you know, I can't write history of myself, like to talk about how I was born and stuff like that. I am not a high witness to that, to write it. So it is, I affirm that you don't rely on an account where somebody is assuming something that is not likely, or not, you know, it's not that it's not likely, but it can't be true if you weren't there and have a sense of what happened. We want information we are on people rely on to have, when we have historic certification that it is history, well, it cannot fail. Because to have especially certain kind of history, a history that the whoever is recording that history must be there in that time, in that era. All right. When it comes to the knowledge of origin, indigenous origin. Now, the way the history record how the first civilized human being came about, they could not write it of themselves because they were not aware of what was creating them. So in the case of the African hybrid people, they were created by the Elohim, the gods. And the gods don't, we don't have anything where context of the African hybrid history origin. The gods that came from Nibiru, they are beings. Look a lot like us, but they are not exactly like us human beings. Is that we have their blood in our creation. The blood of the gods and the Homo sapiens. Those are the two blood that created us in the history, the certified history. It's not like a Bible tell you about Adam and Eve in a garden, that there is no academic recognition nothing at all about the story of Adam and Eve, that, you know, anybody will ever gain a legal assurance that Adam and Eve is true. You'll never get a legal assurance of it. So if you want to be believing in Adam and Eve, and you're never exposed to anything else, and that's all you decide to believe in your lifetime, anything else is wrong, it's not true, that's the wrong way. Because you need to have certification that something is really history. Now, when it comes to a search for the creation of people, the hybrid people in the World History Textbook, it's a certified, a government World History Textbook, like National Geographic, is the what we consider to be government of the in the world, has control over the content of World History Textbook, because it World History Textbook pertain to not spirituality like you go to church or and stuff like that, and you are taking some kind of sacred aura to yourself. No. The World History Textbook is just a natural book with what happened. History is a record of the past, of people who live. And whatever is relevant of that time, the World History Textbook carry them. What I'm saying to you, bamboozle, the word bamboozle is about you being tricked. Somebody fool you up. Tell you something and you believe it and act upon it and all them kind of thing. That's when you're in trouble. All right. So bamboozled, besieged by lies is well said. And the fact is here to prove it. Because the Bible is condemned. Because the Bible doesn't present anyone of the era when the Bible is written. Witness the things of Jesus, or witness Adam and Eve being created by a spirit God. No, there's no tangible evidence to prove those things happen. Why today it is not reliable for anybody at all that can sign their name be the author and to give evidence that what you're reading in the Bible is true. Yes, reveal, evince. We need somebody to evince that the Bible creation story is true. It can never true. It can never true, because the people authored the Bible, according to them, the words in the Bible said to be given by God, can only be evidenced by people, let's say, who they say are prophets, and God revealed it to them. How long ago? B.C. 1500. Right? 1500. 1,500 years. That's That's how long since the Bible. They said the word of God, not the Bible in as a book, but it was the word of God given to prophets. And I don't know if they can find any manuscript beside the Bible where those prophet words were written down. I doubt that you can find anything that they are referring to, true or false, but standing as God's word then, right? So what I'm saying is that bamboozled, besieged by lies, because I'm telling about a little book that I wrote after I began to read information concerning time before AD era, before Christ, and see that, you know, they have made a bigger fool than me and many other people with what we call the Bible. Particularly, I won't worry about the rest of the Bible right now, because what is the primary thing for us to resolve with the Bible is the Genesis creation story. If you can get the Bible and call me, call me 347-850-1358. Call me and talk to me, and let's talk about the evidence for the Bible and the people who write it. Is there any authentication in the Bible for the people who are said to wrote the Bible? Is there any, right? Make us talk about that. Because look, you can rely on something that somebody show you and they might tell you where the thing come from. But if you ask them, what is the evidence to prove that this thing come from where you said and was authorized by this person? And they cannot do that. But yet still they want you to accept what they are saying to be true. No. No. So I began to read, and what I found out was contradictory to what we're reading in the Bible. Now, the Bible is like what you call a person who go out there and just decide he's going to write these things, but, and they can say God anoint them and God the Holy Spirit tell them, but now we know in, you know, civilized enlightenment, those things are not true. Now, on earth, when you're dealing with issues on earth and it requires evidentiary, reality, you see, to make sure those things are true. You have to make the process of communication when it comes to things that affects people if they begin to follow it. We have to get the evidence. You have to have evidence. It's not about believing, because if you're reading, well, etymology does not offer the word believe like the church does. Mm-mm. So when you start following the church, you will think that, you know, how can so many people be wrong, you know? to believe the Bible. Each time you use the word believe and place dependency on belief. Now, you know what? That is like you finding a nice apple that got spoiled, right? It was a nice apple. But no, it's spoiled. You know, you find out when you get a hold of it, you find out that apple, you know, was like 3-4 days too old. You know, it got wasting away in itself. So what I'm trying to say to you, the condition of the Bible is one that nobody at all is supposed to rely on it, because it doesn't, the Bible, when it comes to truth, can't rely on itself to authenticate itself. Did you know that? But you may say, well, no, that's foolishness. And the reason why you say it's foolishness is because have you read the history that tells you those things, the creation story in the Bible is true? Have you read anything since before the Bible is put together? We need, because anybody can get up and write that stuff in the Bible. And a lot of things in the Bible are written because somebody just feel to write them. It's not that they were divinely given to be written and are written. That's not the case. So the Bible is a book that people believe and surrender their critical sense to ask for the evidence. And so far, what we accept in the case of literature is authenticity. How do you, and you can't authenticate something by believing in what you don't know, because the Bible is telling you some awful things, possible things that you believe. You see, you believe it, and that is the grounds on which you think God exists. That's not the way to find out if God exists. And especially when the God in the Bible behave no different than a homosexual character. You know, that is like a gay person died and they write and leave his words behind for people to, let's say, see it favorable or something like that. So what I'm saying to you is that bamboozled, besieged by lies is like somebody trick you and cause you to sustain like monetary damage because they follow your instruction and went wrong, right? So bamboozled, besieged by lies, that when you're reading, those are the lies that besiege your mind, turn you into a direction where you are believing and have conviction of things you read and believe in the Bible about Jesus Christ, and he gave his life for you and stuff like that. It is amazing to me today to see that people actually believe that. But I grew up believing it. I did. Now that I see something now in history that make that impossible, you know, I am talking on that basis now. And I am alarming that people believe that. Likewise myself when I did, but I didn't know any better. That's the case. That's what we're working with. We are coming from a background where knowledge was withheld from us. We've never heard anybody say things that today is common knowledge. back then, it wasn't common knowledge. There was no knowledge of the truth back in my days. And there was nobody saying opposite of what the Bible says. So, bamboozled, deceived by lies, man never a sinner, is a perfect fact that nobody I know, or even those I don't know, can prove that bamboozled, deceived by lies, man never a sinner, is not fact. Every ounce of it is a fact, right? But the problem persists by the European people now, that we don't know, we didn't know for a time, we don't know nothing about them. I didn't know nothing about European when I was young, growing up and stuff like that. Right? So therefore, there was no obstacle to keep me from believing in what the Bible says. Now, when I turned adult and I started to read more consciously, like beyond 50, was when I realized that the Bible is hot iron. The Bible is hot iron. It burns people. It destroys people. That's the fact. Okay? So if you want to believe in Jesus, and praying to Jesus for Jesus to heal you of your sicknesses, that Jesus should provide for you the things that you need. And you may experience that right in the time when you're praying for things, you receive things because it's not coming down like as manna from heaven, but things between whatever you're doing, stuff like that. Things that you do prosper, or somebody give you a gift. And you will think that Jesus provides for you, my friends. Unless you read and get good sense of what you read, you will not change from these types of, you know, vacuous things that sound good, but not true if you check into it. It was a good day when I began to read, and it's the good Lord, you know. We have spirit inside of us, and you just think that without your spirit, what your body is good for. Nothing than put into the earth and cover up with dirt. So, that is one of my thoughts that I have today and want to bring it to you. You're not going to be any more valuable than how conscious you think about things and yourself, right? There is nothing else that is happening except your consciousness and your observation of things in the world, and decide what is good from what is bad. So I thank you for tuning in. I feel a little tired, but of course, I tell you what. There is something to talk about. And I have to talk about it before, you know, I fall asleep. I tell you, my friend, we are in a good world, contextually. The earth, as far as certified history and science is concerned, is, say, 5 billion years old, 4.5 billion years old. That world is good. But the human context of world, we find trouble because we have two type of humanities. When it comes to species, one good and one is bad. The white peoples, they are the creator of evil on earth. Yeah. And they know to transform themselves like they are good. You see? And something is going to happen. Something is going to happen because I have to think. I must think that as the intelligence, the civility of the gods, when they came down to earth and do a lot of marvelous things so that we can come here today and enjoy it. And just every day we go out and try to gather something from what has been here. And look how long since the earth's been here. Things were not here then. And when the gods came and brought a lot of good things from Nibiru, where they came from, in this solar system, they did not meant that sodomite should be raised up and destroy what they have established. I don't see that. So for the white people to come in through all the experience that they have had and now say they are controlling, it's like a drunk man. White people in their best form compared to a drunk person who can walk upright and walk reasonably straight, but they are not sober. And if you listen to them carefully, you will find out that they're not talking sober either. Right? This is what my lament is about. That something is going to happen. Because things have gone really bad on the earth. If what has transpired, the worst or the bad things by these white people, if those things are to be spoken, they are so terrible and undesirable. The white people are no different from a half-drunk person. Because I'm coming from the same place where nobody knows everything, don't know about prehistory and where we are coming from. We know about the church, and the church is a Christ thing, is a 2,000 years a thing. The church is not, you know, anything like from antiquity. No, it was not. Church never existed under the BC era. Never did. But people now believe in a de-establishment, the white people, configuration, more than the BC era. Fact. That still reigns today, but they can't see it. They cannot see it because their brain is tampered with the story of Adam and Eve in a garden. Now, if they were to stop and stop believing so much and not paying attention to facts that they should know about these things, it's gone bad. You know? It's gone bad. And I can only speak in the context of I have been through it half a century or more, that there's no way I was thinking there is a different thinking in the world. I never was aware of that. But I was seeing it. I was seeing the churches. I was seeing the churches keep on reminding me of the same thing in the world, the church. And the only thing. And at the rate it's going, these people who set up the Bible and the churches are, it's not that they are more clever than black, the hybrid people. Not that they are more clever, but the white people have an agenda, and you have to read the story about them to know how they think, what they are able to do, how they think. So what I am looking at is that the state that they put the world in with the churches is abominable. It's abominable. It is riding on the back of the alligator. You know, it's playing with fire. All right. I hope you get something from what I said. Right? Now, let me go and read this this little synopsis that I brought. I feel annoyed and grievous because too many things are happening wrong that the civilized people support it. It's not that you can say something positive about it. You just can't. Because what put the African people in the position that they are in is that things gone wrong, bad in with our ancestors in the past. Why we have a Bible talking about Adam and Eve's sin in the garden and God cursed them. You see what I mean? Something went wrong and we don't know the story. The Bible is conveyed to us by Sodomite people. I see how they write in the Bible. I mean, no African person was going to write in no book at all what they wrote in the Bible, you know? The Bible is irreversible. There's no place that you can go with the Bible. And if you don't find out that the Bible is not telling you the truth, that the Bible biases you against historic record until you to believe and they promote belief over knowledge. My friend, nobody cannot open the windows of your mind and let anything in there. You will have to find out stuff independently for yourself. Whether somebody's going to tell you, are you going to read it, or somehow, but you have got to find the fact and not something that is believed and written and you think the belief is a fact. You have got to know words and know the things you believe in is a work of you processing what you read and know it's true, rather than you believing everything they teach you in church. All right. Let me read this thing for you the best I can. Homo erectus. Enter. The Homo erectus remained over 1.5 million years in Europe making tool stones. I don't know if you have come across anything like what I'm saying. The Homo erectus are the white people of Europe. Okay? In the World History textbook, human-like creatures began to evolve on Earth going back some about 4 million years, approximately. And so, the earliest form of upright walking human, it's the hominin. Hominin. Right? Hominin. O-M-I-N-I-N. Hominin. And hominins are a primate of the taxonomic tribe. See? The taxonomic tribe. Primates. That's what white people are coming from. Hominin. You see? So primates, taxonomic tribe, hominin, which comprises those species regarded as human, right? So the white people are a form of human, but where are they coming from? They're not coming from a God creating them anywhere. Right? They are created by the cause of creation, created them. Ancestral to humans are very closely related to humans. All right? So here you have it. I wanted you to know for sure, if you didn't, that the white people them that are say they're running the world right now, they're crazy. They exemplify what it means to be crazy. Doesn't mean that you're not alive. It doesn't mean that the things you are doing make you civilized. Right? So we have these people who are coming from that descent. Right? Now they go through a process where those of them that are alive now and who we can refer to as their ancestors. They develop an attitude of discontent with themselves. You know, how we can only say what we see. And we see the evidence of them being what I say. They are the only human-like creatures that don't like themselves. White people. White people don't like themselves. That's history. If they did, why is it they are the only criminals on planet Earth? They started criminality. Other people learn criminality from white people. See them, I write a Bible about, Jacob and Esau, steal the birthright and all them kind of thing. Not no go, sir. Nothing don't go, sir. And if you think that the white black people you know, join into creating the Bible. That's not true. That's not true. If you see anything in the Bible that refers to Egypt or stuff like that, it's because these sodomites, now they civilize history and civilize information. And how long since they write the Bible? 1700 years. And they, only with their mouth, no history no say that. No history, no certified history was ever going to say that God revealed things to prophets. No civilized history say that. If you find it, show it to me. So there are certain things because of what we call, what is called precedence. A precedence must exist first, before anything similar can spring up in the context of that precedence. Everything after, every child after a man must be relative to that man. You see? And so is the history of the world. If they're going to talk about a prophet that talked to a prophet, you must have a precedence where prophet exists. You need to have a precedence in the context, not just that prophet exists, but what kind of prophet and all that. You have to have serious specification of what you're talking about to for you to be sure that this thing exists in purity. If you can't prove that, no go. All right. So what I am telling you now is that we here today are not aware of who white people are because they keep us away from knowing. They don't write nothing about themselves that you and I are supposed to know. You don't see any history that tell you that, you know, white people. What I'm trying to get across to you is, there is no precedence for prophet that you read about in the Bible. All those prophets that you're reading about is the white people them write those things. There is no God anywhere according to world history. Why would a Bible be writing about a God that exists and world history that we have here, that the gods cause to be here? We don't have no record of that at all. Right? Now, if the gods, they didn't put it in prehistory, there's just no way these sodomite people are drunk after fucking ass all night long, all day long. They are going to have a book that is divine and pure, and everybody need to learn how Adam and Eve sin in the garden. Those things are not true. How much time you read in the Bible that God begot a son? I mean, one son? One son? Hello? What about all the creatures that the Bible says God created, and God created everything? So how you going to talk about God begot one son? How come? You see, and who is saying things to justify those stuff? Sodomite. The sodomite them. We're right in the Bible that they rather to fuck the anus than vagina. That means a curse is on these folks. Because when they seek to corrupt the rest of the world with that fucking ass stuff, That's just terrible. All right? Blessed are those who are awakened and know better. Very much so. Let me go on and tell you some more about these Homo erectus white people. They don't want to tell you their age, how long since they've been living. Right? We talk about African ancestors. They don't want to tell you how long they've been here in Europe. 1.5 million years in Europe making, and the only thing they were wise enough to make was stone tools. Now, who can make stone tools? How smart you got to be to make stone tools? You see what I mean? Comprehensively speaking, white people as a whole, until the Bronze Age, were not able to make anything but stone tools. And all the interbreeding they did with wiser than themselves, those that they interbreed with could only make stone tool as well. All right? Since when stone tool making went out of manufacture? It went out of, it's at the Bronze Age, the Stone Age phase out. Yes. And who created the Bronze Age? The gods. When I say the gods, I don't mean that they physically do it, but hybrid African people were pretty much developed here, and the gods going to give them preoccupation. And do you know, if these white people, being Homo erectus, if they were civilized, then when the gods came to Earth, they would come and see civilization here. There were no civilization here. Okay? And when civilization came about, after they created the African people, the ethnic group of people, that's when civilization came about. And that's how these white people get a little bit civilized. They don't get over their pirate. Right? What do you call it? Primates. You know, they don't get over their primate stage yet. You see, but they are complex, and they are interested into other things beside themselves. They need to go have sex with other type, different species, like a cat. You know, want to you know, get something sexy from the dog. You see what I mean? They are pretty much in the same type of what you call it. You know, it's close resemblance to dog and cat, right? Though you can distinct them, very clearly different from the other, right? So what I am saying, that this specific problem that we have on the earth right now is where you have an erectus can take themselves to a process where they will eventually know to go make bomb and fly plane and take over control from authority. Because that's what they did, is take over authority when they go to Rome and overthrow the king. It is through our civilization that they learn for over 12,000 years. You see what I mean? When we don't know nothing like that, because if I could easily be in church and don't know none of these things, because hadn't I follow an inspiration that, you know, want to know things, and then the brain supply what I want to know, right? And cause me to start reading seriously. That made a difference, that now I can look at what history says and point you all around the world that history is true. You don't dare do that with the Bible. But you see, the white people want the church, the Christian church, to keep on flourishing, because that's why they are in America. That's why they are in Palestine. That's why they are in Rome and all over the place. Because they intend to take out the African people completely. That's what they are on the path to do right now, and they are doing it clinically. They are doing it in several ways, physically and so forth. That's what these white people are doing. So you see, they come in by making up the sham AD and Adamani and make up a sham Jesus. How would white people make it out of their homo erectus status? How would they make out if the African people never came along for them to want interbreeding and build up a new generation of themselves? Because you're seeing a new version of Homo sapiens sapiens called Indo-European white people. They are proto Indo-European. You see what I mean? They are not the same. When they finished interbreeding up with the Neanderthals, they were not the same Homo erectus anymore. And today, they're not behaving like they were, still are. Homo sapiens. If you know these things, there is no way that these people will fool around with you. They can't fool around with you. But talking these whole bunch of black people nonsense, top of that, they are content with Easter and Christmas and Santa Claus. African people. That is the problem. But shall I, you know, curse black people for doing that when no one alive today, you know, of them knew any better all along, like myself? So what am I going to do but try to get their attention, that they are to read and know about themselves, prehistory? Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, we're going to have this problem until it is resolved, until enough black people see and turn around to live civilized and stop going to church, because church is not a civilized place. None of the church that is out there are belonging to the Elohim God. So it is time for us to become sober and take to the knowledge that guide us and make us certain in our lifetime. But going on with the church and settled and grounded in the church, my friends, you're going to die, and you were serving sodomite institutions and didn't know it. But read and don't believe in me, okay? Don't believe in anything until you get to know about these things that you believe in. All right? So I want to thank you very much, and I am going to go on further. Give me just a moment. And what am I going to do here? Give you a little autumn leave, and I will be right back in just a moment. A few moments, or a minute, or two.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That's wonderful, and thank you for tuning into the program today. And I know that the things that I come to talk about, I really didn't know that about them. And in the younger of my years, I didn't know these things. I was grown, adult, and just getting around like everybody else. But I tell you now, when I listen to music that, you know, like young African people are into, I realize they really have lost a vision of what civilization is. They don't have any reverence at all in the songs that they sing, like an adoration to, well, apart from those who say they are Christians, they have their mind on Christ, right? And, you know, through Christ, to the Father God. That's where their mind is. But those that are secular, singing secular music, that's what they call it, secular, right? Not me. I am not the one who is calling it secular. I am not, subscribing to secularism, right? Because that is not in my history or our history, okay? So those who say they are not, you know, sacred in the church and singing, what they're singing about is sex, you know? About, because when you're singing about another person who you have interest in, you have a feeling for, it's all about sex. It's all about sex. Now, no civilized human being should be singing about sex, because it's about, you were created to have sex. You know, there's nothing there that suggests you should be singing about sex. Something else, there are too many, I mean, if you're going to talk about how nice sex feel and, you know, and what it does, but it doesn't have a curriculum in history where people spend a lot of time writing songs about a man and his feelings towards a woman. No. It's just not. Now, you... Just one moment.
Hello, sir.
Yes. A.D. Anadamani, the Bible concept about the world, it has sinked in. And African people have lost that civilized knowledge of life, you see. Really. That's what I see happening. And I can speak of it because I am a human. I am a man. And live in the same environment. And remember when I was in the church, oh, I was, you know, I was burning with loss. Had to deny myself of having a playmate. You see, because I want to be loyal to God, to Jesus. You see, I didn't know that the whole thing was sodomite makeup, and it never belonged to our history, prehistory, to know what life was before the flood and after the flood. It, my friends, prehistory didn't have any of what we have here today. Okay? No. No church. No, none of those things. No Bible. Okay? Whatever was civilized was separate from what's not civilized. Because the only next counterpart we have is the Europeans them that were alive from 1.5 million years ago. You see? So we need to like trash them and the lies, what they write about, using the basis of history. Because what we talk about and what they established over the past 2,000 years, way beyond that, we are fact of the precedence of life that they cannot compete with. These white people, where they say, no, you see, you should realize that these people are the worst crazy, have the worst crazy brain on earth. Because they go out and interbreed with other people they're not supposed to. You see? And you see, by doing that, the African people destroy themselves because they cannot, they no longer know their origin. They don't know the cause why they were created. You see? And they grow past wanting to know. They grow, no, there's hardly any interest in African people to know exactly how they were created. And because they don't, it's like fairy tale to them. Like you come and talk to them, but they don't want to hear that. Talk to them about sex. Talk to them about writing song about sex and stuff like that. So what happened there? We doom. We do, man, because we don't think that life is above you go and screwing a woman, not necessarily have a baby either. You know, it's not that you want to have children. It's the sex and the relationship you create in the sex. You create relationship through the sex, not through anything else. So what are we doing here? What are we doing on earth? If that's the way we decide to live out our life, just live like that and dead, because it don't matter, you know, how many nice mates you have around you and stuff like that. When something happens, look at the amount of people who die in the COVID virus still happening right now. Look at that. You know how many of them couldn't do without sex and everything like that, but then, you know, death is going to come one way or the other. But the point is, the purpose of life and the joy of life. What is given to us is the illumination of knowing the universe. Because normally we were not supposed to know. We were not supposed to know because these white people, they didn't know anything until they get civilization, some civilization from us. It tells you that it is the creation of civilized people that causes white people to get like a civilization. And because them intermix with different blood, they had gone off into a direction they can't even control themselves. So then just take the way they feel, the way they think, to be the right way of life. That's the way they feel. They kill them, their own self. How many times you see frequently on TV a white man, I guess, looking for one right now where, you know, they're spending a whole bunch of money looking for this guy, white guy, we kill in girlfriend or in spouse. I don't know. Well, them married or something like that. Because them never used to know nothing about no married or nothing like that. But now, them gone to hell wherever nobody can identify with the way they're on all by themselves. White people really want to be by themselves, but because them not have a civilization and they need to be supported by the black people. All you see them going on like, oh, that they have wealth and blah, blah, blah. Read the history and find out where them get the health from. You see that? Read history and know where them get wealth from to squander money the way they do. It's the only African resource them getting it from, you know. And you don't hear them say them are getting nothing from Europe for help with it. No, no, no. Because where them have in Europe, them keep it for themselves now that them have some sense, know what to do with certain things. You see that? This is time for them to hit the road. Hit the road is not a joke. You see? So they come from only making stone tools for almost 2 million years. And how far we gone now into the next 3 million years? How far we gone? May not have the wherewithal to tell you that, but some people out there do. Some people out there do. Because from going back in Africa, when they left Africa, it was, that's where, you know, we get the date from, as far as I read, 1.5, because that's what is publicized in the World History textbook, that they are identified as Homo erectus. Anthropologists, or whoever dig up the dirt and find their remains and stuff like that. Identify them in Europe, 1.5 million years old, right? So, you know, we're pretty much into that, I don't know if we can make it to 2 million years or just stay at the 1.5 million years. They are before the gods and who the gods created here. The gods been in South Africa for many hundreds of thousands of years too. You see. But when the gods came, it's perhaps these white Homo erectus, right? They have been Homo erectus about 1 million years before the gods came here, 450,000 years ago. You see? So they were, in my estimation, like a good 100 years. Not 100 years. What am I talking about? 1 million years before the gods came to earth. So, you know, when I give you like 450,000 years ago, and we African people are created, say 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. So, you know, that's the reasonable information that we know about, that they were here. Now, I heard, you know, some black people say black people are the oldest people on earth. But you have to put a context to that, right? We are the oldest civilized people on earth because the Homo erectus was never civilized. Neither are they civilized today. They go through interbreeding and then develop a higher sense of reason, but they are still sodomites. They still want body to fuck. They still want body to fuck where civilized sense don't teach you to do that. They rather tell you, but all bunch of animals out there are homosexual. That's what they like to say. Where's the proof of that? Where is the proof? Because I have been around a lot of cattle in my lifetime, let's say, in Jamaica. And I don't see any homosexual male cattle. I don't see any. Right? But these white people will dig anything they can find to say, to rationalize why they are honest fucking people. You know? But before they knew anything about law, they were just stone tool makers. You see, it's right in the Bronze Age that they stop making stone tools and now behaving like them. They take the bronze that the gods made and claim it's theirs, like they are the first one for melt stuff and make bronze. Imagine that. And the World History textbook don't say that. But if these people are talking to you from the World History textbook that tell you the truth, don't listen, don't bother take what they say seriously. Don't take it as truth, because they believe all things and teach the world to believe all things. Why should you not hold them responsible? You see, there are certain things they want proof. Therefore, I mean, the people want evidence. And they don't have evidence for God, for Jesus, for Mary, for, you know, for wise men of Alastar. They don't have evidence for anything that they are talking about in the Bible. But let me just give you this. To bolster what I have just said, I don't talk fallacy, okay? They came, the gods, when I say 450,000 years ago, they came to earth, and this is Zachariah Sitchin writing Sumerian. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances, who brought in the revolutionary advances? It's not them. Look good. It's not them. It's the African people who the gods created, and that is the account of Sumerian. It's not Bible reading this. Revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. It is us who were created, say, about 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. And some of us walk out of Africa 100,000 years ago. That's what the World History textbook says. Okay? Modern history tells us that. Right? Nobody has ever thought to object to it. It is known as a historic fact that African people 100,000 years ago, not all, but some of them walk and spread out over the world outside of Africa. Okay? And history tells us what happened since then. These white people don't think history tell us nothing, and they don't think we understand nothing about history either. They think we're fool, and nobody's not going to, and nobody among us interested to look at those things. They are wrong about that. They are wrong about that, because I'm here talking these things, and none of them will come on here and show me wrong. You see what I mean? They like to talk. They like to talk because they have always been talking and talking all kind of nonsense. Now, take them upon some sense, and they don't have none. They don't have any. They don't have any sense. Poor little me. I don't belong to a group. Only church I was belong to was Christianity. Right from age 7 till like I was like beyond a little beyond 50. Right. So now. I'm dealing with reading the history, the actual history. And none of them, whether they're a lawyer, they're a doctor, whatever it is, nobody will face, this is a guy with just a little high school diploma. Right? And me get that high school diploma when me like about 30 years of age. I ain't no big reader. But whatever I can read and understand, when you who have the degrees read it, you don't see anything different from what me say. Because I have a good start at what words are, and if I say a word I don't know, I just don't know it. I can't decide on it. You see what I mean? So I don't go out of my boundaries. I stay within where knowledge protect me. If I'm going to talk nonsense, oh, no, yeah, it's too much foolishness going on, right? I'm not that way. I want it pure, clean, and perfect. So now, here it is. I'm telling you how civilization, the civilization world started and how it went on. This is the book that is telling us. So it says, and they left behind the gods, all these things that I am reading that they perform and establish on earth, they left it now and gone back to where they come from, right? A planet. It's not like they're gone to live into the, you know, the vacuum sky. Now, it says, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. You don't want anything more factual than this. Because who has ever refuted this? A lot of people, they want try to refute Zachariah Sitchin. Has any one of them ever succeed? I can tell you from reading Zachariah Sitchin's book, I read like about 5 of them or so. I can tell you this about Zachariah Sitchin's book. From I have been reading them, is the most enlightening book I have ever read. The history of the African ethnic people. Right? And draw a line between ethnic civilized people and the white people that has, they grow up far apart from African people, right? But now because something happened that especially African people ought to know, to show, to let us witness what these white people did. And when they write the Bible, they didn't know they were incriminating themselves. They didn't know that we would one day find out they are who they wrote about and call themselves the talking serpent. The serpent that they wrote in the Bible. And we believe it. Look how long we are comfortable believing that is true. But we come to find out there's nothing.
true about that. And all of the things that we remember in the Bible, wise men going to see stars. You read it good and you find it, say, not nuggets. You read about Adam and Eve and eating the fruit, and she take the fruit and eat it with the serpent. You know? And then she go give it to her husband. Those things are not true. You see, they are feeding off the history of the civilized people. Because remember, without the African people, white people would never be anywhere. They probably would have died out by now. I'm not joking. Because they come from the hominid to begin with. They evolve into being classified as Homo erectus, right? I don't know if interbreeding or something like that caused them to come to that, but this is what they are today, because they have mixed themselves with different blood of people they're not supposed to. They were to remain Homo erectus, you see. Remain Homo erectus. No, but they want to be more than that. And they want to be over people as the greatest. Because what? White people need to gain a technical triumph over black people. Because as long as black people remain black people, then call us, or, you know, we will always be hybrid. However, what I'm saying to you is the white people right now, all they are working on, the federal bitches them in Washington, these criminal, honest fucking white men, they are the ones that are destroying the world. And they need what they are working on. Because don't look at the little people, white people, out in the masses. It's those up there who you call the government. They're the ones. And, you know, we blame the little people in the street. But, you know, we're afraid to blame them up there. They're doing it. The senators, them. And the Supreme Court judge, and the federal judge, them. Right, what I'm trying to tell you, right now, African people not paying no attention to what these white people are doing, because we don't suspect them to be all that bad. Now, what do they need to do next to make you really think that they are that bad? Beyond what they have already done. You see what I mean? Yeah, but black people express that they trust white people because they go to their church. You see, and the white people manage to delude the African people that God is in the Bible there, what they have. Simply because what? They grow up with the Sodomite Bible. They don't grow up with nothing like history about their origin. No. They were sent to primary school, like in the West Indies, and teach them about goat and pig and mongoose and all that kind of foolishness. That's where we come up, and in the church. And churches all around us. We don't see no other church but the church of the Christians. You see. And I haven't seen yet any polytheism house of worship since I am alive. I don't see any. Right? And there may be some remotely someplace, but I haven't seen them. What I'm trying to say to you is that it is difficult to get along. But like I am telling you, that the white people, they have a technical victory that they want. And they're on their way. They're close. Now, how come black African hybrid people fall under the jurisdiction of these Homo erectus offspring? How did you do that? When you should have known that the reason why they are talking, it is because they get it from the hybrid people. That's it. They get speaking. They get everything else civilized from them. And if you think it's lie, find out, research, and look at things. It should be easy for anybody who is up on reading and computer and stuff like that. Look and see when was the first civilized establishment put up in Europe. Are you going to find out things you need to know? Because if you come to know that they were never civilized at all, and you come to know that they hold our people down and interbreed with them and get the proto generation that they have now, and they are the ones that are making the trouble. They are the ones who are quick to kick us out of the way and light us a fire. It's them. They mix with our blood, and they're doing the will of the sodomite God. We tell you that he begot a son, and like him, he begot nobody else. And loving Jesus, who of 12 disciples, according to the Bible, he agrees with his father. Don't deal with women. Don't put them in the ministry. Well, you know, you can't tell some of these Kenneth Copeland wives that, and you can't tell Joyce Myers that, and a whole bunch of other evangelist women. They don't see, yes, in the Bible where it says, let the woman keep silent in the church and all this kind of stuff. But St. Paul tell you that women ought not to preach because they were the one who first disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. Nothing don't go so, but that's what they said. All right. So I'm telling you what they're doing. The Bible is designed. I'm telling you that. It's a fact that the Bible is designed when they were, during the time they invaded Palestine, Israel. That's they are the ones that call Palestine Israel. These white people, they turned the whole place upside down. But how do they manage to follow us everywhere we go when, of course, they couldn't go anywhere themselves for 1.5 million years. They couldn't go nowhere except up into Europe, where apparently they seem to want a colder climate to live than Africa, right? So this is the thing that is going on right now, that all of the church that you see that scatter all around, it is because they intend from 12,000 years ago. They kind of see, once they were talking now, they see that, oh, something not going to go right for them. Because the African people with them are interbreeder. Apart from who they go, their children are going to become. African hybrid people are not sodomites. They figure out what we are a long time ago, since they learned to read. You see? They figure that out. So now, when you see, they come now and begin to claim everything where African people have, take all those important properties that the gods established, make things up and leave it back here. It's not for them. It's not for white people. But they take it. Just like they take the place in Rome kingship. They take over the place, take over all the assets and things, and they are right there right now in St. Petersburg. So if you don't understand that these white people are not black people's friend, it doesn't matter how they claim they love you, They want dominance over not just land, but they want dominance over your heart and soul. Yes. And like how they get you to love Jesus? Oh, boy. It's easy now because, see, they have this A.D. Anadamani. It's a bunch of, you know, I mean, really, you know, I can't even find the word right now to even use, you know. This A.D. Anadamani is something, you know. It's not an academic, intellectual thing. It's something where these sodomites, well, I tell you, they still are uncivilized Homo erectus. You see, they can interbreed and mix up them blood as much as they want, but it don't do no good for them like they may think, because they have a bitter end under the circumstances where they are right now, because the earth that is set up to be a civilized world and civilized people, orderly society, that's not what white people are in the world and in America. That's not what they are. They are criminal and thieves, because whilst they say they're running presidency and they care for the people, what did George W. Bush do? Susan Lindor tell the world exactly what George Bush did, and even Trump, you know, cursed Jeb Bush with it. And because them are sodomite and them have all the wealth of the world and them are going to make life good for you, nobody won't talk nothing. And the presidency stand and reign forever. What happened to the gods who leave all the treasures here that they are delving into? What happened to that? They are taking it and make it establish their sodomite establishment. And make use our system of law to marry two honest fucking people. You see what I mean? White House. What is this White House all about? Black people don't have no sense to argue their autonomy that is in the world history textbook. Textbook is good enough for them to put themselves in there and bash the African king, call him all kind of names after the takeover, but they disguise their identity in a way. When them call them, not in a way, they have hid their identity when they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy. These sodomite people that you see here in what you call in the White House, it's the White Louse. You see what I mean? The black people are helping these white people to cover up their transgression that they have done all around the world. And they now are supreme, because nobody will stand up and tell them the truth and say, go back home. Nobody will do that. They can have anything they want, right? And the final thing they want is your asshole to fuck. And you can take that simple and light, but I am telling you the truth. You see, the Bible that they have don't have no Jesus in there. It has no real Jesus in there. So if you're there praising Jesus and all these songs to the majestic Jesus and stuff like that, look, the guys them who wrote those things, they are only fuckers of honors. You see what I mean? And not just their own honors, but lower animals than them. You know, as long as it have a cavity. They want that, okay? It's not a joke. You know, we are not in a position to talk like this now. But that's what they think. That they, you know, they have AD and Adamani. Look, pretty soon you will find out there is no more AD and Adamani. There is no more land owned by these white jackasses. The fact they can't, look, the fact that they don't run me off talking these kind of stuff, you must understand that, because you hear no one but this soul voice. You see what I mean? So it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. The world is not supposed to run this way that it is going right now. The world must be full of justice and peace, orderly society, and kingship rule. It's kingship that rules. It's not anything else. And they want to throw away all the history of kingship and the presence of the God who set up the world, the earth, to be fruitful, rain, season, and stuff like that. It is them through the zodiacal calendar. These monkey white people don't know themselves, and they don't know what they're playing with. They don't know what they're playing with, but they know about the tornadoes and the different type of tornadoes that never was ever seen in America. And while America is first in experience of tornadoes, why America is first? It's because of them. It is because of them. They are America as the leading mecca for Inquisition, killing of black people. Them. And then they take the military and they're all over there in Afghanistan. I guess they're moving out of Afghanistan now. That is after they milk out Afghanistan, right? And things just peter out to nothing now. And those guys over there must be glad that they, you know, have their place for themselves. What is going on here, my friends? When black people hear the truth, them no one hear that, because they're shackled and grounded into them ears full of a wax and all kind of things that block them biased mind. Now they're full of bias. They don't want to know, not know, but the God, the Bible there, because they're not seeing no error. They don't see no lie in the Bible, Adam and Eve, you know, stuff like that. They're not see. You see, you know, you have to come to a place where you want to know. You know, you want to know and devote yourself to find out. Words. You're not going to a person for them to tell you what they think. You want to read for yourself. Ask somebody to teach you so you know what you read. Even though you have high school, college, and even university, you still need to be taught. Once you are affected by these sodomite faggots, them, we set up university in the black people's lands. You see, you don't think something wrong with it. A lot wrong with it. That's why you accept them, that they have a constitution. You see, and everything you're buying now, that's not the way the world was. They do all of these things to be wealthy themselves, but they stole the occasion. You see, stole the medium by which this happened, and black people shut them out from Africa to the West, everywhere. Everybody shut them out and think, I saw the world for turn, and I saw the world for turn. And as I live, I don't support that. Because the world must be separate. And civilized faggot, they must stay where they originate. They don't come and mix themselves up with African people who they want to give an impression that we are the lower class of people. White people are the lowest class of civilized people. Civilized people are civilized. And now, it's coming out now. The past 12,000 years, that's how they come to know anything. You see? And now they call themselves Greeks. And now is when they are hiding themselves, because they call themselves Greeks, Romans, and all kind of other stuff. They call themselves. While we are here to take possession of our things, if we will only speak the truth and detest what these criminals have done, come out as a church into the robe of inquisition, killing everybody who they want to kill and take away what you have. They're making law, and the law we're governing the world right now is AD Anno Domini. Ask you, where, what is the preface for AD Anno Domini? Where does it derive? Who invented the term, the Latin term, in the year of our Lord? Where did that come from? Check it out. Where it come from? It don't come from anywhere. I'm telling you, these are fucking ass people from way back, 1.5 million years ago. You think them easy? No, they are not easy. And if you think that you are about to be smarter than them, reading the Bible and praising Jesus and God, you're done. You are done. You are not going to get away with that. You can't know those things because your mind is now rearranged with church and church concept, that you are in love with the church now, and you will toss out all of the believers them that you think are the bad ones and still keep the church. You know, it better it was the other way around. Because you will have a better chance of releasing yourself from the foolishness of the church. You see what I mean? All right. Let me go on and read the rest of the thing that I was trying to do. First, Europeans. Soprano skull. The oldest evidence of hominins in Europe is around 1.5 million years old, about 300,000 years younger than the earliest Asian hominin fossils, and 3 million younger than the earliest African hominin fossils. The oldest evidence is stone tools in Europe were found at Orace Ravine, Ores Ravine, in southern Spain, and that have been dated 1.5 million years ago. Source, Rick Gore, National Geographic, right? National Geographic tells you that. July 1997. Very old hominin fossils from Europe are yes, very old hominin fossils from Europe are and of dubious quality. So, don't have much recognition, I guess, the early ones, all right? Very old hominin fossils from Europe are, and of dubious quality. A skull fragment and a limb bone dated to between 1 million and 1.2 million years of age, discovered at site called Vena Massena, near Ores in the southeastern Spain. In southeastern Spain, have been claimed as remains from the first Europeans. But scientists are not sure whether the remains are from a younger human or a very old horse. You hear that? You hear that? That sounds sarcastic to me. That's saying, now, the findings, right, from Vinta Messina, near Ores, in southeastern Spain, have been claimed as remains of the first Europeans. Now, they might come now and confuse up that now, right? For it cast doubt, you see, to keep people guessing about them. But scientists, now imagine that. Now, what did scientists has to do with what was claimed to be the first Europeans? But scientists are not sure. Why they're not sure? They're the ones supposed to have the result of things. You see what I mean? Yeah. They're trying to now, like, ease off the pressure or the civilized pressure off of them. You see what I mean? Put you in doubt. So, he says, but scientists are not sure whether the remains are from a young human or a very old horse. You know, why are you comparing horse with human? About 100 flint tools found near Fuente, Nueva, in the southern province of Granada, Spain, were dated at 1 million years ago. When was EU formed and why? Now we're talking about these white people and Europe. And remember, they form United Nation. United Europe. Right? United Europe. Europe form a union. United Union. The European Union is set up with the aim of ending the frequent and bloody wars between neighbors, which culminated in the Second World War. See that? And not talking about, you know, black people. They're talking about themselves because they are the one who went to war, right? It's not black people, because black people never started war with them. They fought, they start the war. So they're not talking about
you know, having compassion on black people. No. They themselves, you know, they decide that they didn't want to continue, you know, killing each other. Now, so they say, they go on to say, as of 1950, now, when I call this date, you know, like 1950, it must ring a bell to you, you know, because you must not take it as like natural things occur. No. You must remember these are the criminals who say they make a calendar, not in Europe, but a calendar to govern African people. You see, if they say it's Europe, where are Europe doing in the Western African world? What are they doing there? We have laws for ourselves. Is there Hammurabi, Pernamu and Sargon and Gilgamesh and, you know, a whole bunch of kings all over that cover the territory where they were going and conquest African people and their place. These guys don't care about anything but themselves, and they are the one that purport fucking your ass and let go wild white men all over the place to destroy the African people. You see, it's the fucking ass why they are doing these things. You see what I mean? Which must come to an end. You see what I mean? Because it's pure lie and faggot action they use to destroy the African people who were not in for that kind of a fight. And they take advantage of it. Well, we're not going to go into a fight at all with no weapon, but the truth is going to come with a load of tornadoes. All the ones with the fire and everything like that. And you shall not be spared. Who decide that? Who don't want to turn all African people into sodomites? You're going to find out. You will find out, okay? You are up for extinction. All of UNO are up, white people are up for extinction because your ancestors come out of extinction. You see, all of your ancestors, they are extinct. The primary one, we're not talking about those a few that you interbreed up from African people. Not talking about that. But put together all of the interbreeding that you do. It's destructive. Because look at what you do now. You're now isolated. You can't live with other civilized people like neighbors. You can't do that. Because you're a sodomite. Homosexual community is not good community. And when you claim that you come in now and usurp all of the African territories, nothing. No, you're not exchanging no reciprocity, nothing. You're going to just let these people know, say, you want them out and that's it. When it reverses on you, I hope you will love it. So here they are, that as of 1950, the European coal and steel community begins. You hear that? Since 1950. Check that out. That's 1,000, probably 2,000 years since they came in with AD and Adamani. Like I told you, it is a fraud. AD and Adamani is not based on no real Jesus. No real Jesus never existed. And the Bible tell you that. But you don't read it, you don't see it. But it's in there. Let me read it to you.
can't do it right now, but I'm telling you, these white people never have no civilization before they met the African people. 12,000 years ago, they are going to school and benefit themselves. Okay? But you would know that it's true unless you read history and find out, like me, because it takes me a while since I was reading before I come to find all these things. If you start a search, you will find. Now, I'm telling you, when they talk about 509 BC, you must know that they gone out of territory. They gone out of territory. I said they must get out of the Western Hemisphere completely. That's what I'm telling them, okay? Because we will not have them. We are the children of the Most High, not Hunu. We're fuck ass. The gods don't teach us to fuck ass. Do you understand that? You need to understand that. And I'm telling you, folks, when you hear them talk about like 1950, you must understand 1,950 years. You know? It's almost 2,000 years that they are talking about coal and steel. Because I told you in the Bronze Age, 1200 BC, they were destroying the Bronze Age. You read about the Bronze Age and the criminals at the Bronze, coming to the end of the Bronze Age. And you will find out it's these same people, criminals. They never started to do no political invasion yet. They were criminal. They were looking for stuff to steal back then because they learned to read now. So they are the best criminals. You see, when they come out with all the Inquisition and make it seem like, no, today, like it's a religious thing. And it is the first nasty criminal folks that came upon the earth. They are the plagues and make it seem like Christianity is a nice thing. So what I'm trying to tell you, they don't have, you must look and see, because they are now pushing themselves to the forefront like they are civilized people. They're dressing up like African people and they're speaking like African people because they are the black the hybrid African people mixed with the interbreeding, the miscegenation with them up in the Asian steppe out there, right? The Yamada people then call the new breed Yamada. But they tell you all kind of stuff that turns out to be something that you cannot trace and find. But that's what they said, that the Yamada people was one of their product. All right. So what I'm saying to you is that if they were civilized, and if it is a lie that they came from Homo erectus, what were they? They were civilized. They can't eat your cake and have it, you know. Look at what I'm trying to say. They think they are tricky. We are far ahead of when it comes to being smart than they do. Because now we can see what the history says and see how they trick themselves. They should backdate the institution that they put up in Europe. Because whilst the history that bear real record of the past tell you 1.5 million years that they are in Europe and could only make stone tools, right? Look at how they trick themselves now. They impeach themselves. And you can find out that they're a rah-rah fucking ass liars and killers, right? Look, they are writing now that, you know, the European Union When did they set up a union? It's in AD period, you know? And they didn't start AD in Europe. Okay? They started in the Western world. The European is set up with the aim. Listen, with the aim. So you have to know when the union set up. Because if they not set it up deep under BC era, then what are you dealing with? Uncivilized, crocus bug, dead roaches, and that you deal with called Christianity. Now, he says, they make the union to make peace between their own neighbors, aimed at ending the frequent and bloody wars. Imagine that. They're talking about wars like they're experiencing wars and like they're coming from antiquity. And it's not true. They might come from antiquity, but who were they under antiquity? Stone tool makers. So how did they come to talk about steel and coal? How did they come to talk about that? Okay? And for 1.5 million years, they don't talk nothing about that. That's stone tool they make. So here it goes. It says, as of 1950 AD, the European coal and steel community begins to unite. You hear that? They might talk about them one. Unite Europe countries. You hear that? Where them get all of the wealth from? Fear fight war. Where they get it from? I tell you, man. Why they weren't fighting war when during the time of 1.5 million years? Why they weren't fighting wars back there long before the Bronze Age? Why? I know them was making the Bronze Age. It was the gods. It was the black people them. I mean, what, iron, stone or something like that to make bronze. It is the African people. It's in the world. It's the textbook. They don't write anything that place a date with them before 100,000 years ago. They don't have anything that they established in Rome 12,000 years ago. They were going to school and learning from the African people how to read and write. That's what they were doing. Now, it says, continues economically. Europe coal and steel communities began to unite European countries economically and politically. Why they didn't have economics and political movement in Europe before they mingled with the African people? They couldn't go anywhere because they weren't civilized. They couldn't even come cross the Bering Bridge and come into the West, into the Americas. They couldn't do that. 100,000 years ago, and even 12,000 years ago, they could only make stone tools. They were learning civility from the African institutions. That's what they were doing. And all this is in the World History textbook. You can see where they think that they could go off on their own. They fail. And they got to go back and start doing the ceremonies to the gods again. These folks here, they fucking ask them, and they're looking at us coming. Everywhere we are, they come and say, they are ruling us. That's why it is vital for us to know the truth. The truth that I am dealing with right here, because none of our people that they kill and do whatever with spoke these things. This record that I'm reading here of them, if they were talking about Europe, the European Union, The European Union is set up. You don't hear none of our postdoc, our people who are rebelling against white people and what white people are doing to black people. You don't hear them say this. You don't hear them talk about this when they argue. Right? Adapt them to know. And know what AD Anadamani is. Too many black people don't know what AD Anadamani is. It is a bureaucratic operation. That's what they are using to control the world. That everything you buy is AD Anadamani. You sign, and they don't think we're gonna find this out. It's the date that you have on things make it valuable. And that's what they're using AD Anadamani to do. Is to date everything where you do transaction and where you sell and where you buy. AD and a fucking Damani. Okay? Know that. That's why the world is in the way it is today. Is the state of what they did earlier by the Inquisition and the Crusades. It's a law for black people. If you don't know, that's the fact. And from 1220, they rigidly enforced that. And slowly, things get a little more and more civilized for the church, right? But when they started out, they were rah, rah, rah. And see, the Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholics in the year 2000. Why you think they're apologizing? And I read it all the time about four elements of the African people's life. They were terrorizing and destroying. And nobody don't talk about now when they kick out the African people out of AD 66, right? 66 years after they come in with the calendar and begin to like go through and begin to serious invasion with this, imperial colonialism. Well, they were under imperialism from they take away, put the king out. They started imperialism. They never started colonialism yet. You see, they needed to set AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord, and the power that them use. And you find where that power start, that them call Latin, AD in the year of our Lord. Find out where that began and how they come to make law to kill the African people. It's not a joke. It's the law that they still have on the books. Yeah. When I tell you that I write on Twitter and other network out there and ask what makes the Constitution a legal document, they don't answer. The big lawyer that they have out there, I tweet them, and they will not answer it. Because I read and I know that it's a criminal act they did from them step out of their indigenous land. They are on territory that they don't belong. They don't belong. Geography has borders that anywhere a culture of people go, nobody is coming behind to molest them. Who molest them in Europe? Who molest them in Europe? Why are they molesting us? Where they get that right from, these fucking ass people? If you don't think sodomite is madness, something is wrong with your head. You hear? Something is really wrong with your head. Look, I'm finishing up right here. They say they want lasting peace among African countries. Politically, in order to secure lasting peace. They want that? Do they know what lasting peace is? All right. When hybrid Africans everywhere use the prehistory jurisdiction to remove the uncivilized anti-Elohim on us fucking from all African territories, when will they leave? When? When shall the hybrid Africans everywhere use the prehistory jurisdiction? When will they use the prehistory for the world? When will the African hybrid people use the prehistory jurisdiction to remove the uncivilized anti-Elohim on us fucking?
R-O-P-E-A-N.
Yes. When will the African people use the prehistory jurisdiction to remove the uncivilized anti-Elohim on us fucking Europeans from all African territories? When will we use the authority of kingship and invoke the jurisdiction that they have violated? These white sodomites, they're looking at us like, oh, they own everything and we don't own nothing. Really? They don't have no law but the law that they claim. You think I can get up and make law? Can you just get up and make law? You think one little group can get up in America and make law and tell them, say, oh, they need to abide by it? No, but that's what these fucking white people did. That's what they have done. They have power anything they say, because they make that God in the Bible that don't exist, and they tell you that's the God that tell them to do, kill you and take the land from you. A.D. Anno Domini is Inquisition, terrorist. Do you hear that? That's what A.D. Anno Domini is, that these white fucking abusive white people, them, that's what they are using and gain opportunity to do anything. They make anything, law, everything. They can go anywhere in Africa and kill African leaders, and nobody in Africa can get up and retaliate against them. What a piece of power that, and the power no make with anything with juice in there. People afraid of these honest fucking white people, so tell, man, they tell you all how God put us into oven and burn us up. God loved that for them. That's right. The same Christian Bible that white black people reading. You see? And by which you are subdued by these fucking ass white, Homo erectus them. You see what I mean? Now, they're terrorists. these white people in America are terrorists. It's just that so. Not constitute Elohim kingship, government, king's law code. That's not what they're about. They're about making their own fucking laws to govern everybody. And they don't have no validity. None whatsoever. No legitimacy. But they make up their own legitimacy like a man with a gun. See you with your goods and demands you to drop them. That's what criminals come and criminal do. Come on, criminal. You know, just take what you have and you're lucky if they don't shoot you. You see, a lot of time criminals go break into people's place and stuff like that and see people, them kill them. You know, the criminal kill the people them. They don't want to be identified. That, hey, look, the White House is no different. These so-called presidents are no different. The only way we will find out is if we read the history and know who exactly these criminals, fucking batty white people are. Talk about they're in a White House. I wonder, you know, they leave off at the Sippy. Where the fucking all kind of people forget new blood, okay? And fuck batty of man and dogs and all the kind of stuff. That's who they are. The White House. Okay? You're afraid to say it because you're not around the helm of what tells the truth. When you are, you know, begin to master the existence of our legal jurisdiction. Prehistory, them don't want us to, they don't want to write into the Bible that we African people were created in prehistory. So they write this foolishness where, long in ages gone, whole bunch of billions of years, Adam and Eve were created by God. You don't have nothing at all as knowledge in what they are saying. But that's the way they want it. And tell you, you know, give you some things to believe that, you know, and connect it to some reality where they cannot prove it directly, but they make you doubt and make you start serving Jesus and all that kind of stuff. Clear cutting to leave these sodomites alone because they turn criminals. Black people begin to be afraid of them. They only begin to do this since 509 BC. Think about that. But they are coming from 12,000 years of learning and learning until they get to where they are today. So if you don't learn about it, they will forever going ahead with you having your church and everything like that. Anytime you know better, well, hopefully your brain will acknowledge at that time. But it's easy for you to have a last minute where you cannot respond to what they are saying anymore because you are already been, you drink the Kool-Aid, the Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and there is no way you can start thinking about anything else. You know, like make distinction and see a different construct. You will never see that. Too many people die. They don't want to hear nothing about what you're talking about. You know, I mean, anything else other than Jesus Christ who saved them from their sin. All right. Well, I'm leaving this right here and give it all to you. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tune and hope that it does something to you and let it do something to you, not me. Not me. Yes. Yes.
like I said, it's a hard thing to transform yourself by academic knowledge. You know, that conform yourself to what you have seen is a better way of life where you can rest yourself on that type of thinking and behavior. It's difficult because you can't keep your thinking and your feelings on the same level at all times. You just can't. A whole bunch of foolishness come and just shove away your good intention and stuff like that. And you're shivering because those kind of feelings tend to want to lead you away from the real good feelings that you want to have and that you experience from time to time. So, my friends, blessing to you. But if you can think your way out of these sodomite homosexual atmosphere, get them out of here. Okay? Get them out of here. And there is promise to get rid of them out of here. In the meantime, we need to understand what the Bible is doing to us. You see? We need to develop ourselves. We can't wait until something comes down on us. We need to, because that's what we have our brain for, and our, you know, our inner strength. We need to use our own brain and to live the right kind of life. Otherwise, we are not profiting anything. Okay? And life is lost for the goodness that is in life. We won't enjoy that. I am enjoying that life because I put in all of my attention. You see? But I tell you, the more you have is the more force that come against you. Right? So if you can stand up and weather that storm, well, you will live to weather more storms. If you're not working with yourself and, you know, accruing more power within yourself, then you're not doing anything for yourself because you're not making discovery of anything, you know, and put it to use. And that's what you want to do. It must be something that is within you and is happening within you, that when people experience you, they realize that, oh, you're not like everybody else. They can see that. Well, that's not what you're working for. You're not working for people to just notice you. You're doing it for your sake. For your sake. You want yourself to be changed to what is higher and better. So that, you know, you talk to people, you feel like you're that person you want to become, right? And pursue. So I say, you take care. And let's play some of this tune here. It's about 20 minutes of it. And we'll see you on the next, hopefully, on the next edition, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.